From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility today for an attack on a hotel in Mogadishu, leaving at least 10 people dead. The Al-Qaeda-linked group seeks to impose a strict form of Islamic law on the country. Russia observing today a mourning for 224 people killed in a plane crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Plane disappeared from radar 23 minutes after taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh early Saturday on a flight to St. Petersburg, Russia. Cause of that crash not known. Central issue in today's parliamentary election in Turkey is the rising influence of Kurdish voters who are going to the polls in large numbers. Many say their long-term aspirations are for an eventual Kurdish independent state. VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting from Istanbul.
It's only within the last few years that Kurdish merchants have been able to speak Kurdish publicly in Istanbul's Grand Bazaar. It's been a long road to ending discrimination, and Sunday's elections may tell how far they have to go. Tensions are high, and some blame politicians on both sides for the discord.
We call for peace. They call for war, and we will answer that with another call for peace.
Turkey's Kurds demand more autonomy in their regions and the use of Kurdish in public schools. Surveys show the majority doesn't want to force the issue of a separate state for now and see the democratic process as the way forward. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Istanbul.
A medical charity, Doctors Without Borders, says at least 70 people were killed in an airstrike and shelling on a crowded, rebel-held neighborhood near the Syrian capital, another 550 wounded. This is VOA News. Local officials